few weeks ago, right after Easter, Easter Sunday, I took off. And I was coming back I fly in from San Jose to San Diego to Tucson. And when I got on the flight to San Jose to San Diego, it wasn't long after we had taken off that the captain came on to the loudspeaker. And he said, "Those of you on the right side might notice that one of the engines is shaking rather badly. But don't worry, we have three more fine engines, and we're cruising at 40,000 feet. Okay, well then, a few minutes later, the captain comes on again and says, "Well, you'll notice that the adjacent engine is glowing. Or more precisely, one could say it's burning. But don't worry, we're cruising at 30,000 feet. Well, a few minutes later, he says, "You look out on the left, you may have noticed that one of the engines has fallen off about 10 minutes ago. But don't worry, we're cruising along pretty good at 20,000. And then, 10 minutes later, he says, "Some of you, or it wasn't he, but somebody else said, "Some of you may have noticed that there's a fairly large crack that's opened up on the aisle, and you can see the beautiful blue Pacific Ocean. If you look very closely, you'll see a small lifeboat that has been thrown from this plane. Once again, let me urge you not to worry, because your captain will be on that boat monitoring this flight to its end." So much for cheery words. The fact is that bad things do happen. Bad things happen to good people all the time. Sometimes very bad things happen to very good people. Bad things, horrendous things actually, whether it's war, cancer, betrayal, car bombs, what just happened in Boston, the plant in West Texas. And so you look at all this stuff, and it seems like it's all the time now. So what's this Good Shepherd talk about? "You shall not perish," you know. They hear my voice and they follow me, and you're in the palm of God's hand, all this good stuff, you know. Is it just wishful thinking? Not to worry. Don't worry, be happy. Come on. Not to worry? That's a good question. And our answer is lurking in what was common knowledge in Jesus' time, but it's not common knowledge to us, but it was common knowledge in Jesus' time, namely that the shepherds and their sheep, they knew each other. The shepherd and the sheep knew each other, and they were bonded closely to one another. That's what this imagery is all about. I hope it doesn't get lost on you. But it was a great bond between the shepherd and the sheep. And when the sheep, shepherd called, the sheep heard that voice. They had no other voice would they answer to than the one that they trusted. That's the one they responded to. So, what is Jesus trying to tell us? What's the scriptures trying to tell us? I think it's this, that the key to life is the bond of trust that helps us hear God's voice inside of us. No matter what's going on outside of us in the world, the key is a life is that the bond of trust. The bond of trust in is all important. I call it the faith. Faith is so important. Faith tells us that the world is good, the people are good, that God can be trusted. And that's difficult at times to believe that. But one of the keys to a happy life is the bond of trust that tells us that it's safe to believe and to act on what Jesus tells us, because experience has taught us, I hope, that God, as Jesus revealed God, loves us even more than we love ourselves, and that it is crucial that one has this trust and that one knows that they are being held in the arms of a loving God, that we're being sustained in this world by a God who loves us. And so that trust gives us hope, and it gives us energy to take risk in our lives, to become more than what we are, to become our best selves, our true selves. It gives us the courage to build God's kingdom, to build a better world, a more loving world. Jesus, our good shepherd, he doesn't promise to insulate us from or immunize us from pain or disaster. No one is immunized from pain or sorrow or disaster. It could happen to any one of us at any time. We know now. Life is very fragile. Here today and gone tomorrow. This faith in a loving God, this did not save Jesus. He believed in a loving God, but he was bonded to that God, and we know, as he says, I and the Father are one. Well, we are too. We're one with the Father. We live and move and have our being in God. Lightning does strike good people, and efforts of some of the nicest people in the world on the earth sometimes comes to naught. Bad things happen. Horrendous things happen to good people all the time, it seems. But for those who are truly connected to the source, and I don't see how anybody can live in this world without being connected to God and to the source, to have this trust, this bond. But one who is connected to the source, who takes time every day to shut the world out, shut off the news, shut off the TV, shut off the radio, and listen. Take your scriptures out and listen to Jesus speak to you, heart to heart. And that's where you gain your strength. We hear his voice, and we hear that voice deep within us, inside of us. But most of us get rattled because we're not connected to the source. We're disconnected. So we got to turn to alcohol or drugs or sex or whatever else to fill the void, and shut out the world. Or at least make it through the day. The gospel, I believe, today, Jesus is saying, stay connected to me. Hear my voice inside you. I will give you the strength that you need. You can trust in me, and you can trust in God, my Father. But we are one. You know, Jesus lived in a world, I think, very much like our own when I study his times, if you have studied the times in which Jesus lived. He didn't live in a vacuum. He was influenced, of course, and experienced and had to face all the problems, the cruelty, the darkness of his times, as we have to do today. And he faced it with faith. He was connected and remained connected with Allah, oneness, God. That's what he called him. And he knew that he and God were one. He and the Father were one. And he was trying to tell his followers, that's true of you. That was his message that the church really doesn't proclaim much of. That you and I are one with the Father. We can't be ever separated from God. And so listen to his voice, my brothers and sisters. And when you do, you'll hear him say things like, I'm with you always. Do not be afraid. Come to me, all you who are labor and are heavy burdened. I will give you rest. Take time, please, to listen to his voice. Because in the end, life and love will conquer everything. Because they are eternal. And there's a part of you that's eternal as well. That's, I think, the message of Easter.